Okay, this is the first in our series of Tehillim. I'm recording this on Thursday night, the 12th. We just finished Davin Mariv. Everybody has left the sanctuary. The room is empty. And the only people here with me are those who were here many decades ago. The Yahrzeit lights are on. The Sefer Torah from Melnik is right to my left, representing an entire kahila of Jews. And I want you to know that I don't feel alone. I don't feel that because there's nobody in the shul, and when we finish this brief exposition on the first Mizmor of Tehillim, and I turn out the lights and lock the doors to the shul, I'm going to feel their presence. I feel now more than ever the generations, the Doros that came before us, what they went through. They experienced a world before modern medicine where the kinds of things that some of us are feeling right now were part of life. They experienced the Melnik Sefer Torah, things beyond even what we can imagine right now. And we should draw strength. Anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We're people of abiding faith who are the children of people of very deep, unwavering, abiding faith. Perek Aleph of Tehillim begins, as is so often the case, that the first step is not what to do, but what not to do. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas reshoim v'derech hatoim lo amar v'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Praiseworthy is the person that doesn't follow the counsel of the wicked, and he does not stand in the pathway of the sinners, and with the scorners he does not sit. The scorners, the scoffers, the cynics, the people who mock. David HaMelech didn't begin Sefer Tehillim by telling us what to do. He told us what not to do. And so often for us in life, that's the most important thing. We shouldn't panic. We shouldn't scoff or scorn. We should take things seriously with vigilance. We should respect the expert advice that we've been given for our own protection. And then David HaMelech says, but this is what he should do. He should continue to involve himself in Torah, in Hashem's Torah. And he should meditate upon that by day and by night. He should always think about it. He should always guide him. Because Torah can guide a person yomam in the day. And Torah can guide a person through the laila in life. And right now we're experiencing a laila. We're experiencing things that we haven't experienced before. But uvisoraso yega yomam valaila. In Hashem's Torah, we can meditate day and night. We're in a night right now as a community. And if he does that, he would be as a tree which is rooted on the waters, asher pirio yitain beito, that will bear fruit. V'alehu lo yibo, leaves will not wither. V'chol asher yaase yatzliach, and anything that it does will be successful. The person makes good choices over the long term, they pay off. The tree doesn't grow overnight. The tree grows in time. The Gemara in Tanis describes a situation where a person was planting a carob tree and somebody mocked him. He says, you think you're going to be around when the fruits of this tree grow? And he says, no, but my ancestors planted for me and I'm planting for the future. we do the right things now, God willing, we're going to see the fruits of the communal investment that we're making. Not tomorrow. We're going to evaluate it. Next week, we're going to take it as it comes. We do the right thing, make the right choices, it bears fruit. Lo chen harishoyim, but the wicked, they can't think about the long term. Kim kamotza shetidfenu ruach, the chaff scattered by the wind, they don't have that staying power. Alkein lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpat v'chatoyim b'das tzadikim, and so therefore the wicked will not stand where the righteous stand in terms of judgment, because they lack that staying power. They didn't make decisions based on the long term. They didn't make careful calculations, strategic plans. They did impulsively what came to them, what was pleasurable for them. They weren't willing to sacrifice. We are. We stand with the tzaddikim. They're willing to accept restrictions, if that's what will be in our long-term interest. Yodei Adonai derech tzadikim v'derech rishayim toved. God knows the path of the righteous. The path of the wicked will be lost. May Hashem know very closely our path, the derech of tzadikim, in the sense of the Ramban. In Parshas Vayera, when the Ramban says about Avraham Avinu, on the pasuk ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaves banav es beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedako mishpat, I know Avraham, I know how he's going to teach and educate, direct his children, his household, to do the right thing, to do the righteous thing, to act with integrity, tzedako mishpat. Ramban says, ki yedativ means, therefore, I'm going to watch over Avram. Avram has kept me in mind. He's been a shomer derech Hashem. And therefore, I'm going to watch over him. And we all merit, our entire community together, protection under the divine wings during this time. Eis tzara for our community. May Hashem watch over our beloved shul. May Hashem watch over the extended Teaneck, Bergen County community, all of New Jersey, metropolitan area, Jewish people all over the world. And as we say, Rofei Chol Basar, Kol Yoshvei Tevel, Chaviv Adam Shenivar B'Tzelem Elokim, each and every person, and strengthen the people who are on the front lines, the people involved in medical care. Give them safety and give them strength, and give them courage, and give them insight to help us through the current situation in which we find ourselves.